head. She did not say that. I swear, she and I have been friends for like literally forever. And, you know, I still can't believe the things that come out of her mouth sometimes. And what's more, how she always seems to get away with it. I know, right? Just part of her charm, I guess. You know, it's actually a little crazy to think about how long she and I have been friends. Gosh, can you believe that? This is actually my first birthday since we were kids that she and I haven't spent together? Kinda nuts, right? Yeah. It's such a bummer we couldn't do it this year, you know? I mean, I always look forward to our birthday trips and everything that goes along with it. But I was really more disappointed that when she told me she had to be out of town this year, it was almost like it was no big deal at all, you know? Is that maybe kind of childish of me to care so much? I mean, I know we're not in college anymore. And clearly we all have responsibilities and lives and careers now. Yeah, I know you're right. She'd be here if she could, obviously. But even you have to agree though. It does seem like this new job of hers has her out of town so much more now than she used to. I don't know how you deal, man. Being apart all the time? I suppose I shouldn't be the one complaining, really. Especially when you just made me this amazing birthday dinner. I don't even care that she put you up to it. You're still the one who gave up your whole night just to entertain your wife's best friend on her birthday. Oh, come on. Are you joking? It was fantastic. I'm sure she must have told you what a slut I am for eggplant. No pun intended. Okay. Maybe some pun intended. The tiny surprise cake was a nice touch too, if you don't mind me saying so. No matter whose idea it was. We definitely have to make sure to save her a slice though. I mean, you know how bitchy she'd be if we didn't. You know, I don't know if she's ever told you before. And I probably could never say so without the wine. But I always told her that if she didn't marry you, that I would do it myself. And it's a good thing I didn't know I could cook like this back then, or there's no telling what kind of trouble I could have gotten up to. What? Oh, come on. You had to know after all this time. Oh, come on. You didn't know that I was into you, dude? I mean, like, so into you. I honestly can't even believe Little Miss Can't Keep a Secret never told you that much outright. Even if it was just to poke a little fun at me. It's totally cool, dude. Really. I mean, we both were pretty... obsessed is probably a kind word, but of the two of us, she's always been much... let's say, harder to ignore. Yeah, right. You don't have to agree with me, but don't pretend you don't know what I'm talking about. You're way too easy to read. Of course, her being the one you chose didn't exactly stop me from sneaking a peek when the opportunity presented itself anyway. And when your roommate's sexy boyfriend tends to walk around the apartment shirtless all the time, there's plenty of opportunities like that. Oh, stop. Seriously. And don't even sweat it, man. You guys are married now, and it's been like, what, 3 years at this point? I mean, I wasn't exactly complaining anyway. It's not like you were flaunting around that amazing chest just to torture me. And besides, if I can listen to you two scream and rattle the pictures above my bed for 2 years in the next room, I think I can handle seeing you walk around in your underwear. You're joking. How could you possibly think no one could hear you? We had neighbors upstairs stomping on our floor. I honestly always just assumed she told you how much I like to lip. Wow, I should really not be saying any of this. Yep, it's too much. I have definitely had too much wine. Okay, you are seriously too sweet. You make birthday dinner for your wife's bestie because she's out of town. Her favorite meal, even. And what does she do? Have too much to drink and tell you a bunch of inappropriate stuff. And you're still trying to make me feel better about it. I think I should honestly probably head home before I say something else that I will almost certainly regret in the morning. See? This is what I'm talking about, dude. I appreciate the offer, obviously, but I can just get an Uber. Even if this is a very comfortable couch. It's really not that far back to my apartment. And you don't need me trying to sleep off the consequences of my poor decision-making on your couch all morning. Trust me, hungover is not a good look on me. And plus, I tend to get really horny and handsy when I have too much wine. And, oh my god, why did I say that? You see what I mean? I just can't help myself when I... My gift? I just assumed this home-cooked dinner and cake were my gift. You? Yeah, I totally believe she told you to get me to stay over and show me a good time. Come on, man. You know I'm an easy target right now. It's not fair to mess with me like that. You're serious? What do you mean you're serious? That doesn't make any sense. Why would she want something like that? Oh, that crafty bitch. She did this on purpose, didn't she? Out of town on business this weekend? I should have known she'd never let that happen on my birthday. It's our tradition. Unless, of course, she thought she had something even better in mind for me. But, come on, no. It couldn't be that. Could it? I mean, the two of us. We couldn't do that, right? Don't get me wrong. It's tempting. I mean, God, it's so tempting. I mean, look at you. And I just basically told you how much I always wanted to... Oh, God, it's warm. Is it warm? Are you... here? I don't know that I can fully process this right now. But... I couldn't risk making things... awkward. Well, your hand on the small of my back is making it very hard for me to want to leave. How does that feel so amazing? You're sure she said it was... Who am I kidding? Of course she did. I should know her better than that. She'd allow almost anything if it meant she'd get to be in control, wouldn't she? That's okay. You don't have to answer that. And judging by how your hand is tracing my body, I am quite certain you've been coached very well on what to do if I protested. Fuck it. I've had more than enough wine to pretend this seems like a good idea. And I can already see that beautiful bulge in your pants. God, I've wanted to see it for myself for so long. It's not like she hasn't described it to me in incredible detail, but words just don't satisfy that kind of raw curiosity, do they? Did. Oh, this is kind of embarrassing, but I guess we're past that probably, right? Did she tell you anything else? Like, about maybe anything that I might be into? I'd actually die of embarrassment of you knowing that later. But right now, just knowing that you know about me, I seem to be getting warm again. Can you just say it again for me, please? Can you call me a good girl? You have no idea what that does to me. And you almost certainly have no idea the things that it makes me want to do to you. But don't you worry about that part, baby, because I'm about to show you exactly what I have always wanted to do with you. No. You just sit right there on the couch. And I'm just going to loosen the zipper up a bit, if that's okay. It looks like your pants are getting very tight right now. And frankly, I don't think we need them. Do you? Oh, well, would you look at that? Your underwear are extra tight as well. You really shouldn't have to wear such uncomfortable clothes in your own home, you know? That's just not fair at all. Let's just slide those down a bit too, shall we? See how much better that feels and... Oh, wow! I mean, don't... Don't get me wrong, I knew. I mean, I have seen you in your underwear before, but this... Oh, this is a very nice cock. And it looks like it's already so ready for me to... I'm sure you probably know this already, but since my bitch of a best friend can't ever keep her mouth shut, but I absolutely love sucking cock. I love feeling an already rock. A hard cock swell tight inside my mouth. Only to feel how desperate it is to swell even more when I slide it down my throat without warning. Let me show you what I mean. Mm. You can thrust if you want to, baby. I'm not like her, you know? I don't always need to be in charge. You can use me as rough as you want. You don't have to ask permission. Just do whatever makes your cock feel good. Here, put your hands on the back of my head like this. That's it. Now, just pop. Throat? Or are you ready for her to milk all that come out of beautiful cock for you? I agree. You've been alone for a few days already. It's not good to be so pent up. We need to get these balls emptied right away. Oh, there's no reason to get up, Daddy. You spent so long on your feet cooking and baking for me. I think it's only fair you get to sit down and relax while I collect my present. Is it okay if I leave my skirt on for you, baby? It's not really much of a skirt anyway when my ass sticks out the bottom of it, is it? You want to know a little secret about this skirt? I figured if I couldn't spend my birthday how I wanted, I could at least go and find someone to use me and fill me up with cum after we finished our little birthday dinner. And it seems an opportunity presented itself to do so. Just, it happened a little quicker than I expected, didn't it? You know? She never seemed shy about reminding me about how nice her tits are. But she always did say she'd kill to have my ass. It's the only thing she's ever made me feel like I had one up on her. What do you think, Daddy? Is my perfectly round, full ass better than your wife's? If you're not sure, I can just bend over for you and give you a better view. It's so much better, isn't it? Don't you worry. I won't tell her you think so. Do you like seeing how it just holds that beautiful cock against it? It's so close. I bet it looks like It would just pull you inside if you just touched the head to it. It's yours if you want it, Daddy. You can have any of my holes you want. But your hand gripping on my hips under mine tell me you already know which hole you want. Show me how you want it, Daddy. Show me how you like your good girl to ride that cock until it explodes inside. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Yes, baby. I use my tight little gun as rough as you want. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're stretching me out so good, baby. Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Use me like a fleshlight to make yourself come, Daddy. Now be your willing fuck pet to jerk yourself off with while your wife's away. She'd never be that for you, would she? She thinks she's too good for that. To be a nasty cock slut like a man like you deserves. To be the ego whore you really need. I can be anything for you, Daddy. Anything at all. A useful toy to milk you until there's nothing left. An eager slut that begs for you to just come on her face. If you want, I can even be your freeze pet that you loan out to your friends. Yes. Now fulfill any fucked up fantasy you want, baby. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Yes, ram me like that. Use this little toy while your wife's away. Come on, Daddy. Your good girl needs your cum so bad. Fuck. Yes. That's it, baby. Yes. I feel you tensing up. God. Don't hold back. God. Fill me up, Daddy. Please. Please come for me. Fill up my slutty cunt. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my God. I'm so fucking full of you, dude. And do you always come this much? I bet she doesn't ever get loads like this from you, does she? Well, maybe if she let you take control sometimes, she'd realize what she's been missing out on. You still feel so huge inside me. And I love feeling your dick just plugging up the cum deep inside. Oh, this might be the best gift I've ever gotten. I'm going to remember this birthday for a long time. You know, I was pretty disappointed when she told me we have to cancel our special birthday plans, but then it made this possible. What an incredible, magical night. Just think, you could have had this as often as you wanted. It's really too bad you won't even know any of it happened. Which reminds me, I guess I'd better clean the evidence off your cock. Though, I will say it's very difficult for me to want to get up when it means I won't feel your cock stretching me anymore. But we don't need you waking up in the morning after these pills I slipped into your drink wear off, do we? Can you just imagine that? waking up all confused with your cock out and smelling like pussy when your wife is out of town and can't remember the last 12 hours at all. You'd be pretty justified in asking questions about that sweet little birthday dinner you had with your wife's best friend the night before. And we can't have that, now can we? Oh, fuck. Oh, you really do fill me up just perfectly, baby. I just wish things could have been different, you know? It tastes amazing, by the way. Not that she's probably ever told you that. She's probably never even let you come in her mouth like a proper whore. Has she? You know? Your cum really does feel incredible inside me. That feeling of holding it inside, it feels like where it belongs, if you ask me. I kind of want to keep it inside a while longer, but I really didn't bring any panties with me. I'm too much of a slut for my own good, I suppose. Hey, do you think she'd mind if I borrowed a pair of her panties to hold her husband's cum inside me? No? I agree. It really is the least she could do for missing my birthday, isn't it? Let's see what she has here that she didn't take with her on her trip. Oh! These are too cute! And sufficiently slutty, I'd say. What do you think? You like? I seriously love this high cut. Isn't it so fucking hot how the straps come out of the skirt and sit on my hips? They are at the bottom anyway, and they still have the tags on them. So, I don't think she'll notice they're missing. Oh, would you look at that, Daddy? Your cum is already soaking a little wet spot onto them as it leaks out of my pussy. We really do taste amazing together. I suppose I should really head home. I'm going to spend the rest of the night fucking your cum into myself, so I don't want to stay too late. I'll text you in the morning to see how that hangover's going. I really can't believe you passed out from so little wine, dude. God, I didn't even know you were such a lightweight. Oh well. Don't worry, though. I'll be sure to text your little wifey when I get home to tell her what a fantastic dinner you made me and how much I appreciate her setting up such a thoughtful gift for me. We'll have to do this again sometime, I think. I know you'll sleep well tonight, baby. But I hope your dreams are everything you've been missing out on. Good night.